Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Happy Monday. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show with a brand new co-host hanging in the hot seat, my friend Rob Cutler.
Hello, hello.
As always, producer Gary is here with me as well.
Hey-o.
And, you know, with Rob, there's really no introduction needed other than you are married to the famous Barfi from episode 9.
I am.
So if you are listening, and if you haven't listened, it's probably one of my favorite shows we've ever done. Go to kellymano.com and find the podcast episode 9 where I talk about coming home from the St. Louis Blues game and a buddy of Rocky's in the backseat of our minivan woke up from a dead sleep and projectile vomited from the back of the minivan and hit my husband in the head who was driving. Now, in the captain's seat in between the barfer and the driver was Rob's wife, Sue.
Oh, boy.
And so does Sue feel kind of famous that we talked about that on the show?
I think that there is a little touch of fame that she,
yeah,
she's
a little celebrity.
I don't know
there.
If she likes it or wants it, but she has it. So.
Was that not the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life?
It was pretty incredible. I still smell it.
Yeah, well, try driving the van that drive.
I will never ride in that van nor drive it.
I just remember Sue being like covered in barf head to toe and knowing that Rob has a similar juvenile sense of humor as me. And like we made eye contact and you could just see us reading each other's minds like, is it too soon to laugh? Because I was waiting for Rob to break and he was waiting for me to break.
Oh,
and in the meantime, Sue is literally dripping vomit. And if you've not listened to episode 9, I think that's probably my favorite show we've done.
And interestingly, the sweatshirt that you had obtained for my wife to wear home, I just returned tonight.
I
brought that in, yeah.
I saw that you walked in with a sweatshirt in your hand, yes. And I saw that you walked in with a tiny trombone. What did you bring to my house and why?
Well, like you said, I have the mind of a 12-year-old.
Right.
So I was on my way this past week down to South County and to pick up some furniture. And I took a wrong turn, and Google Maps, in all of its glory, took me through another route. And it took me through this neighborhood, and I saw a sign that said, estate sale.
And you weren't supposed to be going to an estate sale.
I was not supposed to be
going to an estate sale. Oh, my gosh, your brain is exactly like mine.
Yes. I was like, oh, stuff. And immediately I saw the outside of the home, and I knew that it was an older person's home. And wasn't sure that there was really going to be anything in there of
like
of
plastic
interest.
Covered furniture.
Exactly. And exactly. Maybe an old Oster, you know, one of those Oster blenders or something,
right.
that's green.
And
yellow.
So you find this, which,
yes.
is like a 6-inch trombone.
Yes.
And can you play it?
I can play it. And it
can
is amazing.
Can you play like anything good on it? Or is it just like,
I think you can
a kazoo.
It is like a kazoo, except for awesome.
Well, set the mic down. Let me hear your tiny trombone.
All right. I'm gonna give you a little bit of California love, I think.
Wait a minute. You're going to play Tupac?
Oh, yes.
I think I might. Well, I can rap Tupac.
I would appreciate it
so
if you would.
So if you can play the tiny trombone.
Yes,
Gary,
I can
you do drums?
Oh, well, yeah.
All right. You start.
All right.
Tupac.
This is going to be magical. This is radio magic.
I still don't understand why you even brought this in my house.
I had to show your husband because he also has a mind. I think he might have a 13-year-old mind. So it's,
all right, so he's more mature than us.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let me hear you play Tupac on a kazoo trombone.
All right, I'm going to put this down now. Here, hold on a second.
Okay.
Prepare for the magic.
This is where the magic happens. Oh my God, you can really play it. All right, hit it. Now let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in the sunshine state with a bomb-ass headbeat. State where you never find a dance floor empty. On the mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money-making machine serving green. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoons. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me dine. Shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. From Diego to the Bay, your city is a bomb if your city making pay. Oh, throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Dre putting it down for California. Yay!
Yeah! Woo!
Rob was turning purple. he was running out of air.
It does require a lot of air, in which I have generally have no shortage of, but today was an exception.
I thought you were going to pass out. That was amazing. That was amazing. I had no idea what you, and I was really, I didn't think you could really play Tupac.
Oh, come on.
Tupac's my homeboy. I liked Tupac before he was dead.
Well, you were
not all you bandwagon people.
Now you know that he and Biggie are actually both working in a Burger King in Pocatello, Idaho, right?
I believe with Elvis.
I think he's their manager.
Yeah, Elvis and JFK actually just passed away, and he was actually the manager before Elvis was.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Man, that's a popular Burger King.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I'm out of the loop because I mean the big news this week is that I quit Facebook.
That is news.
Right.
It's incredible news.
You would have thought that I was like going off the grid the way that some people panicked when I said, hey, look, guys, you know, and I was trying not to be dramatic because I hate when people do that. But I did want to let people know, because sometimes whenever you just leave Facebook, it's because like you had a big divorce or something scandalous happened. And I didn't want anyone to think that. It was just that like I kind of hit my quota of like stupid people for the year. You know, and
yet you invited me here.
Yes. Yes. So. Here we go. So I quit Facebook and I put up a little thing that said, hey, this account is going away. And people are like, oh, no, we're going to miss you so much. I'm like, well, you could always email me, call me, follow me on Instagram, Twitter or Periscope or read my blog or listen to my radio show.
Those are options.
I mean, I know I'm really hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, it's tough.
So have I missed anything exciting on Facebook?
You know what? Luckily for me, people aren't very interested in me on Facebook.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't really have a lot of time or energy to spend on Facebook, but I do catch up with all my pig videos and those
sure.
types of things.
And you can
and
still,
now I don't know what to do.
You can still find pig videos at KellyManno.com. And
okay,
not only
good.
That, but we are still running the Kelly Manno Show Facebook page.
Oh, well, there we go.
So if you want to get me a message on Facebook, you send it there. The difference is because it's a business page, I don't have a news feed, so I can't see everybody else's stuff.
Gotcha.
Do you guys get sick of Facebook like I did? Have you ever thought about just stopping?
I have. I know my son has recently, he's trying to figure out how to turn it off.
Oh.
Because he finds himself staring at it and wasting time that he doesn't have.
Well, and it follows you. What I didn't realize is that when I shut down my Facebook, my Spotify shut down. And I use Spotify Premium, and I have playlists on my phone and in my car. And so right now I'm trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Wow.
But Gary, do you love Facebook? Because I think Facebook has jumped the shark. I think it's going away in a couple years anyway. I think everybody's sick of it. I don't think I'm the only one. I just think I'm one of the only ones who said, zip, gone.
Yeah, I think we're at a point now where we're, you know, we just kind of blindly flip
right.
through the news feed.
Right.
And if something interests you, you stop for 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, this is my mom calling. I'm going to call her back in a little bit.
Hang on.
Let me just tell her to. Hey, Mom.
Hey, what?
Hey, I'm going to call you back in a little bit, okay? Just answer your phone.
Okay, but all right. I haven't heard it ring. Have you been trying to call us?
No, I'm going to call you in a little bit. I've got some questions for you on my radio show.
Okay.
All right, I'll call you in a little bit. All right, bye.
Bye.
She has no idea what we're doing to her in a little bit.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. But no, I mean, I think you are right.
Yeah.
I think, I'm going to make a reference here that... you know, you say jump the shark. I say let's give Facebook its leather jacket and water skis.
There you go.
And
I don't know what that means, but that's probably an old man version of jump the shark.
Happy Days. That's where it came from.
Oh.
That's where the phrase jump the shark came from, is the Happy Days episode where Fonzie was in Hollywood with everybody and he water skied, jumped over a shark.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never seen Happy Days.
The shark.
in his
leather jacket.
Yes. Well, I mean, Facebook, I think, evolves like anything else. We went from like sharing pictures of our food and things like that. It's one giant scrolling soapbox. Everybody's offended. Everybody's mad. And I don't care. I don't want to see that. I miss pictures of people's food. Like, how sad is that?
Right.
And I love Facebook because I love connecting with people and seeing pictures of their kids or their dogs and fun stuff like that. But Facebook just wasn't fun anymore. And so I removed it from my life. And I have not even missed it a second. Not a second. And so I actually screenshot. Is that proper past tense? I screenshot.
You're looking at me like I'm an English major or something.
So I screenshot a couple of things. The day that I really decided I was going to quit Facebook, all four of these were on my newsfeed this same day. And I was like, here's your sign. Okay, number one, these were actually on my Facebook feed. If you support Donald Trump, unfriend me immediately. You are as stupid as the people who followed Hitler. There's number one.
Nice.
Number two, couple more down. If you follow anything to do with the Kardashians, you are part of the problem in this country and you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Okay. My friend number three says, I stand with Planned Parenthood and you should know that if you don't, you're standing directly across from me. Feel free to remove yourself from my page. Okay. Status number four. Tis the season for angry school parents who... Oh, I'm going to kind of ad-lib this one for the sake of our younger audience. Tis the season for angry school parents who get their panties in a bunch because my kid knows the truth about something and isn't afraid to share it. Hashtag, I raise my kid, you raise yours.
Hmm.
Who wants to be a part of that?
Hashtag get a life.
But I mean, and people say, oh, just weed out the people who do stuff like that. But these are my friends saying this stuff.
Right.
And I know that some of it's probably meant sarcastically or tongue in cheek, you know, things like that. I'm not mad at anybody for any of these statuses. It's fine. It is what it is. But it's just spewed hatred. That why does anybody care who I vote for? I mean, if we break it down one by one, if you support Donald Trump, unfriend me immediately. You're as stupid as the people who supported Hitler. Now, how does it, I assume this came from last week and Donald Trump said, don't let any more Muslims in.
Most likely.
Let's say I do support Donald Trump. How does that relate to I support everything that comes out of his mouth?
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know many people who follow a politician who agree with everything they say. If you follow the Kardashians, you are part of the problem in this country. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. That was my friend Becker. I know he was just like being like sarcastic, but I know that he meant part of it too, because he hates that aspect of pop culture. Probably to the same effect that I don't like Star Wars. I don't like fantasy football. And so who is anyone to say what I do in my spare time?
Right.
You agree?
I agree.
Rob, do you follow the Kardashians?
I do not follow the Kardashians.
Okay, well, then you can still vote.
Awesome.
Okay.
And I don't like Hitler. I do not like Hitler.
The Planned Parenthood thing, I mean, I'm not even going to get into abortion. Why is Facebook a place to have that conversation?
No, I you know, what's funny is when I, again, I scroll through and mm-hmm. I'll see a few things. Yep. And I'll, you know, yep. That's what I like to use Facebook for is really all I do is I take a stupid picture and I have a caption and I put it on Instagram and then I also put it on Facebook.
Oh, Instagram's awesome.
And so that's what I put out there generally.
Yes.
Occasionally, you know, we wish a happy birthday or right. something along those lines. But you're right. You know, yeah. you go through and then all of a sudden you see, you know, someone spewing out all of yeah. this information about their friends or they nobody loves me yeah. or I don't like this or in really for me, I think it's just somebody reaching out for either
attention,
some type of attention yes. or reaction. And it's,
or because they think they're holier than thou. Mm-hmm. I tell my kids the truth about, you know, this time of year. So too bad for you that your kids don't. Well, Gary, you are Jewish.
Correct.
Correct. You've raised two children that are grown.
Correct.
Did you ever send them to kindergarten and say, go tell your little friend, I know you think Jesus is the Messiah, but guess what? He's not, and your parents are lying to you. Did you ever do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Would it ever cross your mind to do that?
No.
You know, you raise your kids, I raise mine. That's right. Fine, but if you send yours to school spewing their crap, go outside and practice falling down. You know, and so when I say that I've reached my tolerance for stupid people of the year, that's why. Now, if I do come back to Facebook, it'll be for one reason only, and that will be if the show numbers go down. Because let's be honest, this show, Facebook is a great tool for it. But that means that all of my awesome listeners have to share the show.
That is true.
So, you know, if you like the show, share the show. We're getting ready to do a huge giveaway. Do you know what we're giving away, Rob?
I've heard something huge.
We're giving away a hoverboard.
Well, that sounds amazing if I knew what it meant.
Okay, have you seen the self-balancing scooters? It's like a hoverboard on wheels.
My kids are 20 and 23, so they like gas cards and stupid things.
This is the hottest Christmas gift of the year, and we are giving it away on the Kelly Mano Show.
Hells yeah. Yes. I can't wait.
And do you guys know what I'm going to have people do?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Right. I can only imagine.
Gary doesn't get anything, and you make him dress like a
I know,
freak.
Right?
So this is awesome.
So we are giving away a free hoverboard on the Kelly Mano Show, and it will be delivered to you on your front porch in time for Christmas.
Oh.
It's amazing. And you know what? I almost came back to Facebook the next day. I thought, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't, you know, delete my Facebook. And then I opened it up and saw all of these people sharing that Zuckerberg was going to share his $45 million with them. And I'm like, that's it. That is my official quota of stupid people for the year. Did you share that?
No, I told everybody.
I didn't even know what happened. Yeah. So no, I did not.
So you didn't get yours?
I didn't. No, I'm expecting it's going to be arriving. I forwarded my mail to the new. I don't know if I'm going to get it or not.
Zuckerberg can't find you to share his $45 million.
I am screwed.
Damn it, Rob. You screw everything up.
Another part-time job.
We will be back with way happier stuff on the Kelly Manor Radio Show.
Lobby. Yeah. Around about four, you gotta clear the lobby. Yeah. Take it to your room and somebody. Can I get a toot toot? Can I get a beep beep? Running her hands through my fro. Yeah. Bouncing on 24. Come on, why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Yeah. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have some fun.
The Kelly Manor Show.
Come on. Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Manor Show is on the air.
It is the Kelly Manor Radio Show. Did I compare Jesus the Messiah to Santa Claus in that last bit?
No.
Why don't you guys ever stop me when I... when those things are coming out of my mouth.
Because that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, I guess so. Just whatever pops in the old noggin comes flying out.
Well, now see, but you'll never see it since you're not on Facebook. But now I'm going to go on Facebook tonight, and I'm going to say, I have friends.
Yes, exactly. You know what I've decided? My brother has never told anybody who he votes for. Even like his closest friends and family. So I'm taking on his approach. I'm doing that from now on. But I don't want to talk about stuff that upsets us. I want to talk about things that make us happy.
Yay.
For example, just take a moment and revel in this.
This is going to make me happy.
All heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose. And we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay. Because we all know who brightens up our holiday. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, small and brown, he comes from you. Sit on the toilet, here he comes, squeezing tween your festive buns. A present from down below, spreading joy with a howdy ho. He's seen the love inside of you, cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny, he can be brown or greenish brown. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, he loves me, I love you, therefore vicariously he loves you.
I can make him Mr. Hanky too. Well, Kyle, where is he? He's coming. Come on, dude, push.
Cause he's just clinging to your sphincter, and he won't drop off, and so you shake your ass around, try to get it to drop in the toilet, and finally it does.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, when Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit lingers on.
Is there anything else to get in the Christmas spirit?
There is nothing that says the holidays like Christmas poo hanging
Mr.
from
Hanky.
Your sphincter.
is there anything better than like old South Park in its heyday?
No. I don't think so.
Gosh, I need to go back and watch like the first couple seasons. Trey Parker and Matt Stone were like psycho geniuses. But yeah, Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, it's got to be one of my favorite songs. So we'll play that next week too. It'll be our last show before Christmas. Right. And we ordered our Christmas cards. last week. So the Manos, every year we do a really funny Christmas card. And I've been bragging a lot that this one, I mean, we just knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
And we ordered them. Jimmy, is this, my husband's here, is this our favorite one you've ever done?
I like this one quite a bit. I think it has to be. It is. As long as the people who, with our other ones, anyone who saw the card kind of understood the joke.
Right. We might actually lose friends in this.
We might lose friends in this. Plus, you would have to be familiar with something.
With something.
I'm not going to say what it is in order for you to get the joke right with this card.
Well, I'll tell you two things in our Christmas card. Number one, we cuss. And number two, there's a vulgar gesture.
Son of a bitch.
And I was surprised they got printed because I didn't go through my professional company. I just went through like Shutterfly because there was a sale. And I'm like, I wonder if they're going to print these. So I sent it off. And then I just got a shipment notification that they're coming this week. And we'll get them in the mail as soon as possible. And then I will put the picture up on the Kelly Mano Facebook page later next week.
That is good.
All right, is your expectation set high, Rob?
My expectations are ridiculously high right now. Yeah. So I hope that you could fulfill my needs.
Like literally like the big caption that, you know, people on their Christmas cards, and we got Christmas cards all over the place, wishing you a warm holiday season.
Right.
Merry Christmas. You know, happy holiday season's greetings. Our big slug line like that just has a big old cuss word right in the middle of it.
Well, I think we need to find one of those like PG, like a like the
explicit
lyric. Like a... Yes, I wonder if there's a stamp like that. We'll just have to be careful who we send it to. I don't think Pastor Long's going to make the Christmas card list this year.
Yep, the Longs are listening, and I hope
although
they're not.
They would probably think it was really funny, honestly.
But they couldn't admit
well...
it.
I think that they would think that it was funny.
I don't know.
God, why are you making those noises?
Yeah, I
was holding on to something.
Did you guys have you guys got your Christmas lights up on the outside of the house?
We just moved into a new home, and so I was lucky enough this year to not have to do that.
Oh, you slacker.
But I will,
you still
let me,
throw a freaking snowman up or something.
Let me back
Scrooge.
Up just a little bit. I'm very disappointed that I did not get the opportunity to put them up this year.
Are you lying?
Yes.
Okay. Gary, Christmas lights?
How's your menorah?
Oh, the menorah is good. We're done. We're done for the year.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, Hanukkah's over?
Yeah, Hanukkah's over.
Oh. Well,
now, yeah. Are you like one of those Jewish people that still has a Christmas tree?
Well, you have to remember, number one, I'm married to a Roman Catholic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And number two, my father is Irish Catholic. So I had a Hanukkah bush in my house every year when I was a kid.
Okay.
So, I mean, I got one present at Hanukkah and a whole bunch of Christmas presents. So.
Okay. I totally did not know that there was a Hanukkah bush.
I did not.
Well, no, it's.
Now, is that? That's, well, I'm going to leave. I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
I thought you were joking.
No, that's what we call a Christmas tree. We call it a Hanukkah
bush. Where do you
bush.
Get the bush? Like from your backyard?
No, it's Hallie.
What?
It's an actual Christmas tree. We just call it a Hanukkah bush.
Oh.
Kind of like with ham, we call it leg of salmon.
Why? It's ham.
Because we're not supposed to eat pork.
But you're still eating it? You just call it something else?
Right.
So you can't have a tree, so you call it a bush.
Right.
Dude, you're such a faker. So you eat a ham, but you call it salmon.
Well, yeah, and I eat bacon, for crying out loud. Sorry, Piggy.
Put your earmuffs on, Piggy Smalls. So you get a Christmas tree, but you call it a Hanukkah bush.
Right. We don't have one in our house right now, because it's just my wife and I.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have small children at all.
But you have a grandchild.
Well, right. But she only comes over like late in the afternoon on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but still.
Trust me, I know she's not listening, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you what great grandma Weed got for Miss Avery.
Okay.
Got her a Bitty Baby. American Girl,
oh,
Bitty
the
Baby.
American Girl Bitty Babies.
Yep.
Those are awesome.
I bet.
Yeah, you've got two grown boys. You
yes,
don't know.
I
got my girls. They got American Girl dolls a while back and like could care less. They got like tangled hair like behind the bed somewhere. I just have outside playing kids.
Ree actually wants the doll.
The
more.
Bitty Baby?
Yeah, she
I don't
wants
blame
it.
Her.
She wants it more than I bet my granddaughter will.
Bitty Babies are the bomb, man. Well, have you guys seen new Lazy Man lights? Rob, this is what you should have got.
Is that the is like?
So my brother got them, They look super cheesy, I think, but I haven't seen them in real life, so I don't know if they look cool. It's like a stake you put in the ground, and it just shines a billion lights on your house, and you're done. But there's, like, lights on your driveway, and...
Your brother has lights in his grass.
Oh, he does. Have you seen it at night?
I didn't see it at night. I saw it in late afternoon, and I could still see the lights, and it actually looked really cool. I think it would look cool to complement your traditional lights... But not necessarily to be your only light.
Yeah. I need to see it in person. We need to go drive around and check out somebody with the Lazy Man lights.
Now, while we do that, if we do visit your brother's late at night,
we have to hump the reindeer.
Yeah. So it's
sign me up. Where is this?
So what my brother does have is these white wooden reindeer. They come in a pair, and mm-hmm. you see them all the time in Christmas. So since I was a teenager, the way that the reindeers are positioned, with one with its head up and the other bent over with its head down, they're like the big white reindeer. They are just perfect for humping. Oh. Like, you take one and you rest it on the other. And so when I was a kid in high school, that's all we did over the weekend was drive around and find reindeer to hump. We'd run up in people's yard and...
Now, let me just understand this. Are you making the reindeers hump each other, or are you literally humping the reindeer?
We've done both.
Yeah, we've done both.
But this is... so you take take one white reindeer. We used to call it, you want to go out and go mounting reindeer. This is what kids do in Granite City, Illinois, because there's nothing to do ever.
No cows to tip.
No cows to tip. So we go. And we knew the houses that would get them. We get the same people all the time. Well, my stupid brother grows up and buys the reindeer and has them in his front yard. And so, and he tries to stake them down, and I just rip the stakes out. So I just tell him, like, Chris, just leave your reindeer undone so I can make them hump and my Christmas can be complete.
Hey, don't put them back until they're finished.
Right.
Let the reindeer finish. My favorite part was that we did this from the time we were like 14 years old, all the way up into college, like way past the age that we should be doing this. And there was one time that we got caught by the cops, and they showed up at my friend Jay's house, and they thought they were going to charge us with like vandalism, or no, they were going to charge him with theft. Ooh. Because they're like, what are you doing stealing people's Christmas lights? And so my friend Jay had to explain to the police officer and his parents, like, we weren't stealing the reindeer. All we were just going to put one on top of the other and make them have some Christmas love. So, what, you guys?
That's
some kids teepee, some kids fork. We mount reindeer.
Fork reindeer.
Sometimes the reindeers fork each other.
What in the fork are you talking about?
I'm coming for your reindeer, Chris. They're going to be having some loving soon. Reindeer porn. We found a new niche. Reindeer porn. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Manor Radio Show.
The Kelly Manor Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. I had a chance to visit their lot a couple of weeks ago and hang out with Heather, one of the owners, and learn everything there is to know about JM Motors. I do know that they specialized in pre-owned cars. They have just as many cars as one of the big new dealerships. But at big dealerships, you don't have the chance to, get to know the salesman, get relationships with them. At JM Motors, they only have two salesmen. They have been there for 10 years, so they know their inventory, they know their boss, they know the best deal that they can get you on it or a used car. If you have good credit, they will work with you. They've got lots of credit unions that will get you financed. Or if you've fallen on hard times, maybe you've got a 16-year-old who doesn't have any credit and is looking to purchase their first car, stop by JM Motors. It's in Granite City, Illinois. Their address is 2310 Namioki Road, just 10 minutes from the Arch. To find out their most recent inventory, just check out their Facebook page. It is JM Motors.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met?
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We are giving away a hoverboard.
Ooh.
This hoverboard is going to be delivered to you next Monday, the 21st, which happens to be my birthday.
What?
Yeah, Gary, are you planning an exciting birthday show for me?
No.
Okay, well, you should. Because I'm not on Facebook anymore, so I can't get all my happy birthday messages.
That's why I was curious as to how I would have known.
Right.
What if I have all of my old Facebook friends call Gary and leave a happy birthday message on your cell phone?
That's a good idea.
And then you can play it on the air next week.
Excellent.
I'm not kidding. Isn't that a good idea, Jimmy?
I didn't hear it.
So since I'm not on Facebook anymore, I'm not going to get Facebook like happy birthday messages. So I think that they should call Gary and leave a message on his phone, and then he can play me messages next week for my birthday. So if you want to call Gary, his number's 314-874-5288. So 314-874-5288. So if you want to wish me happy birthday next week.
I could have really easily set up like a Google number that would have done all this. And not
be- yeah. Yes, but I want to hear from people, like, you know, they want to wish me a happy birthday. I'm not on Facebook anymore.
But do you have a Facebook page for your radio show?
But it won't
show?
Tell people that it's my birthday.
But you're telling them right now.
Okay.
And then they could either type up a message or they could send you a video message on your page. They can.
I want people to leave messages on Gary's phone, and
then
next week he can play them for me.
He'd love that.
So 314-874-5288.
I'd like to add that Gary prefers messages left between 1 in the morning and 5 in the morning. That happens to be the best time for him.
He also prefers heavy breathers and reindeer porn.
Realized this was not my idea.
Ree is his wife, by the way.
Which would be awesome to add in your message. Say something like, Gary, hopefully you didn't tell Ree about us. Here's my message for Kelly. Okay.
All right, so we are giving away a hoverboard. And Rob, you know, just mentioned, now he's got 2 grown kids. So does Gary. Gary, do you not know what a hoverboard is either?
Well, I know what they are.
It's like a Back to the Future hoverboard, but with wheels. So since Rob has not seen what a hoverboard is, giving it away, I'm going to give you the details this segment, okay? I'm going to play for you the best video I've ever seen in my life of a hoverboard. So it's a guy dressed as Santa who's trying to surprise his kids with a hoverboard, and he comes rolling in the room. All right, are you guys ready? Yeah. Gary, are you paying attention? Are you on Facebook?
No, yeah, I think he's texting
his wife.
I think he's having his number changed at this very moment.
Is my show that boring? Okay, are you guys ready for the greatest video ever known?
I was born ready for this.
Okay. In the future, Santa may not drive a sleigh. He may just be on a hoverboard. All right, guys, here we go. Please take note once he eats it, the music continues to play.
Beautiful.
Oh, no.
Oh, please.
This probably looks great to everyone listening right now.
Well, I'm going to put this on my website, kellymano.com. One more time.
It's just looking at his left shoulder.
So that's what we're giving away.
Oh, my God.
And if you haven't noticed all the stories on the news about, you know, them catching fire and bursting into flames.
So congratulations, big winner.
There's a video of a hoverboard in flames at a mall. Like, they had a kiosk and they were trying to sell them, and it erupts into flames, and people are spraying it out. Now, I got this stupid thing before they started combusting, and I don't want to not give it away because it was expensive. Right.
Hey, Kelly, I have an idea.
What?
The only way that you are eligible to win is if you leave a voicemail message on my phone for your birthday.
See, now you want people to call you.
Well, I figure if you're going to do this, we might as well make
it fun.
You
know what? Well, maybe we'll give them a second entry if they do that. Because I already have a way that I'm giving away this hoverboard. You know, as you know, my big slogan on the show is, if you like the show, share the show.
I've heard that.
Right? Because that is how people learn about the show, and that's, you know, word of mouth is everything these days. And, you know, now that I'm not on Facebook, I'm counting on you, the listeners, to share the show for me. So if you want to win the hoverboard for your kids, it'll be delivered to your house on Monday, December 21st. Plenty of time for Christmas. What?
I just want to add, you keep saying for your kids. This is not just a 4-kid thing.
No, it's
There's
not.
Plenty of adults.
Clearly not, because we just saw Santa.
Adult Santas are
eat shit all the way in.
But like all the
these celebrities, this is like all the rage.
Right.
Pete Davidson, Saturday Night Live, is on his constantly. All these rappers, they're all over these things.
Hey, and we did, you heard our rap earlier, right?
Yeah.
We should all have hoverboards.
Gosh. Well, I only have one to give away because they're expensive. These are like $500 items. So this hoverboard could be under your tree on Christmas. And all you have to do is share the Kelly Mano Show.
Oh, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now, I don't get it, do I?
No. Well, no, you can't. Well, I don't know. Maybe you can get it because I've got a lot of friends and family. Gary can't win it and my husband can't win it. I'm not saying you can't. But really, all I want you to do is share the Kelly Mano Show. But there's a catch.
Oh.
I want you to do it in writing. Because I just feel like writing, it lasts forever. You know, as opposed to just telling somebody, hey, I love the Kelly Mano Show. I want you to write down that you love the Kelly Mano Show.
On a piece of paper?
No.
Okay. I've done that many times.
Yeah.
And
so
it hasn't
like,
worked.
You can write, I love Kelly Mano. You can write, I love the Kelly Mano Show. You can write, Kelly Mano is awesome. I just want you to write that you love the show.
Kelly is okay. I really like producer Gary.
Right. Something like that. Now, here's another catch, though. You have to write it in permanent marker. Okay?
Okay.
You can do that. And then...
I'm really confused still. Well, did I miss something?
There's one more part.
Okay. Okay. Good.
You can't write it on paper. You have to write it on your forehead.
Oh.
Feel like any part of your face would probably be fine.
Well, but. I mean, if you want to talk like a lot about me, you can curve over to your cheek and down the side.
Mike Tyson it.
So, right. So you need to write on your forehead in permanent marker why you love the Kelly Mano Show. And there's just one more stipulation.
Just one more.
You have to change it to your Facebook profile picture.
Oh.
And it has to stay up there for a week.
A whole week?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you have to put it up right away. And as a matter of fact, so... Let me do this. Today is what? Monday the 14th. Everybody who has it up by the end of the night tonight, by midnight, Gary, I want you to check Facebook tonight. And all of those people are going to go in twice because that means they heard about it by listening to the show
right away
and not word of mouth. So that means that all my hardcore listeners are going to get two entries. Now, the only thing that you have to do is tag the Kelly Mano Show. You can tag us on Facebook. You can tag me on Twitter or you can tag us on Instagram. But you have to write why you love the Kelly Mano Show. Or you can just write, I love the Kelly Mano Show on your forehead. And it has to be your profile picture. And we will draw the winner on the air next Monday. And we will send Gary to go deliver it. And as long as it's still your profile picture by next Monday, you're going to win a hoverboard.
Nice.
That is good stuff.
What do you guys
think
about that?
Yeah. I think it's great.
I'm all over it.
Yes.
He's not all over it, but not all over the hoverboard.
Well, I
don't
mean,
know. Are you gonna ride the hoverboard to deliver it, or is that not a good idea?
No, I don't think Kelly's insurance is paid up.
No.
Oh, no.
It's not.
I really want to see Gary like totally crash into a Hanukkah bush
oh.
on his hoverboard.
Face first.
So, I mean, I think personally, for a $500 item that your kid really wants for Christmas, writing how much you love the show on your forehead and changing your profile picture for a week.
Oh, I'm saying people beat a person down for a Cabbage Patch doll back in the day.
Exactly.
So, I mean, painting a little something on your forehead, that's no big deal.
You know, and I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm not limiting to who can win this because if I say that my friends and family can't, if I say my family can't win, that's like half my audience. So, you know, I'll draw it live on the air. Gary will be here. Whoever's hosting with me will be here. We can even do it on video or on Periscope or something. So if you want to win a hoverboard, you got to change your Facebook profile picture. I can't talk today. You have to change your profile picture. You have to tag the Kelly Mano Show on Facebook or we won't know that you did it.
Or you'll just look silly without any winner.
Without actually being entered to win. All right? Does that sound good?
I think it sounds good.
Gary, do you understand the rules?
I absolutely understand the rules.
And let's just go ahead and say that if the Kelly Mano Show likes your status or likes your picture, that means we got your entry.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Almost magical.
It's almost magical. So yes. That's how you're going to win. I know your kids want you to do it.
Sadly, I think mine probably will.
Get the Sharpies. I mean, really, get the Sharpies. That's all I'm saying. I can't wait to see these pictures. I'm so excited. What, honey?
Add a .com in there, too, if you're feeling frisky out there.
Yeah.
LittleKellyMantle.com.
Hell, draw a picture of me. I want a portrait. On the side of your face like Mike Tyson.
Yes, go tribal. Go tribal.
As long as it's on your forehead or on your face and it's your profile picture and I can see it and I can read it, you are entered to win. And should we make Gary dress in the elf costume when he goes to deliver it?
I'm pretty sure that is an absolute
necessary. And we'll probably make a video of it.
Yes.
And speaking of which, I need to talk to you about the human elf on the shelf stunt. We brought it up last week, and I told people to write in if they wanted Gary to be a human elf on the shelf in their house. And I've got an update on that. So when we come back, I will let you know where we stand with that. And yeah, join us. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt of REMAX, a veteran in the real estate business. She has 13 years of experience under her belt and 6 people that work for her. Rachel is all about the service and not the sale. She will provide you with knowledge from beginning to end. She's been working with the Manos on our big move out west. Here we come, Cutlers. Are you excited?
So excited.
That the Manos are going to be closer to you?
Oh, heck yeah.
A lot of people are upside down on their house, including us. It's not our fault. We don't control the market. We didn't think there was any way out. She walked us through everything. Her lending team are like magicians, the way that they can move stuff around and get stuff working. If you are interested in buying or selling a home, you can check out her website. It is homesalesinstcharles.com or call her. Her number is 636-720-3836. Please tell her that Kelly Mano sent you.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Show. We are giving away a hoverboard, and it comes pre-crashed.
Yes, it does.
We just charged it, and I tried to use it on the brake.
Tried being the keyword.
And we got video of it, of course.
Of course.
And had I known I was going to crash and be funny, I would have at least brushed my hair or had on my nice sweatpants. But I will never make fun of Santa for falling off the hoverboard again, because that is not easy to use.
That is truly a possibility.
Rob, you tried it. What did you think?
I was gingerly approaching it. Yes. And I think your calf muscles are going to be like just burning after those things, but it is so cool.
Well, my husband tried it and crashed into the wall and knocked off our picture.
He did do that.
And then I tried it and somehow got stuck in like tornado mode and was just spinning.
It was awesome.
And Rocky tried to help me, and then I couldn't get off it, and then we both went down.
Well, when you get dizzy, you just you fall.
I mean, I was like a competitive figure skater for 14 years, so I can spin and not get dizzy. But that got me. I'll post that video later today at kellymano.com, as well as the one. We're going to have a lot on the blog today.
It's a busy day.
It is. It's a busy day on the blog. We were going to talk at this point to our friend Carlos, who drives for Uber, and it was going to be a fun segment asking him, like, weird questions about Uber, and he's not here. So instead, I think that I'm going to call my mom. Because I have been feeling sorry for her lately because, you know, my dad passed away almost 2 years ago and she's alone. And I think that we need a date for her. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Like a can you hear the chaos in the background?
There's lots of chaos going on.
What? Will you come in here?
I don't trust the kids.
Well, then turn it off. I want to do a win a date with Mama contest. Don't you think that, so my mom is, I don't know how old she is, I'll have to ask her. She's in her late 50s, and she is cute, and she is spunky, and she is so much fun, and it's really hard for her to be alone. And so over the holidays, I was just thinking that maybe we could, you know, get her a date.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I think there's probably lots of guys out there that, you know, are also alone for the holidays. And if there's any listeners out there that know somebody that might be a good match for her, maybe we can do a contest. And if you are the if you are the matchmaker, then we'll have to give them something awesome. Don't you think?
A stepdaughter named Kelly Mano.
Oh, my God.
That's what you win.
You could be related to me.
It's the best time ever.
Shut up.
Now, that was a show we were on a couple months ago.
Speaking of which, okay, so if you go on a date with my mom, you cannot expect her to know anything about pop culture, because whenever I went on NBC's Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris, she told 20 people that I was on a show with Patrick Harrison Ford. Okay? This is the same woman who called Conan O'Brien Brian O'Connor for like 5 years.
Years.
He had a great show.
So we are going to call my mom right now. She doesn't know we're going to call. Rob, we need to find out what kind of guy she likes.
Okay.
So we're going to come up with some questions.
All right, good.
Jimmy, go tell them to be quiet and then come back in here.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing. Hey, I'm doing my radio show.
Okay.
I was thinking that maybe since Christmas is almost here and then after that comes Valentine's Day, do you think that we could do like a win a date with Mom contest?
Sure.
How old are you, Mom?
57.
So what age group of guys are you looking for? Like, at what age are they too wrinkly?
Oh, it's not about the wrinkles.
Well, have you seen them naked?
No.
Well, okay, so what if they're like 55 to how old? I mean,
to 65.
To 65? What if they're like a really hot 70-year-old?
As long as you're good people.
Oh my goodness, Mom, what, like, who's like a celebrity that you think is handsome?
Maybe Patrick O'Connor
or Johnny Carson, but he's dead.
Right, he's probably off the market right now.
What's someone who looks like
probably off the market? He's not
a living Johnny Carson would be.
Yes. What if you go on a date with somebody and you really like them, but they're a Cubs fan?
Ooh.
Oh, no. No Cubs fans.
Cubs fans. You can't be over 70. Are you?
Well, what are your interests, Mama? Like, what do you like? Like, just in life. You want a guy who shares some interest of yours. You like the Cardinals. What else do you like?
I just like having fun. I'm pretty much up for anything.
Yeah, so like bondage and S&M stuff?
No.
Would you ride a Harley?
I haven't even ever dated.
Well, Rob had a good question. What if they're a motorcycle driver? Will you ride a motorcycle?
No.
Okay. What if they're like a smoker drinker?
Moderate.
What if they're gassy?
Moderately gassy.
Moderately.
Can you handle
that? That works for me.
Yeah. Well, the only two guys that she's even kind of shown an interest in since my dad has passed, one turned out to be gay and the other turned out to be married. So far she is batting 1,000. So not gay, not over 70, doesn't drive a motorcycle. Rob, can you think of any? You know what? Your wife, part of her job is taking care of old people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you ask her if any of them are hot?
Well, right now she watches a lady who is, I think she's 102.
Holy cow.
Maybe 103. I can't remember. I lose track after 100.
Yeah.
So she would not rank probably as
right.
hot. So, but what I do understand is the old folks home that she works in, it is not uncommon that they share a lot of experiences with each other at
the old people that live there.
Yes, they do.
Oh yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they get busy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then at what age do you?
At least they think they do.
At what age do you stop doing that? Doesn't it stop working at some point? I assume none of you are going to admit to that.
I haven't got to that point yet.
Yes,
so
God.
Yeah, right. When I do, I'll give you a call.
All right, hey Mom, we're going to set you up on a date for Valentine's Day, okay? But I need
to,
I don't know. The listeners are going to pick somebody. I need to get a picture of you to put up on the website. Can you show a little cleavage?
Oh, God.
No. No.
It's only, Mom, I'm just looking out for your best interest.
You know.
She's looking out for your breast interest.
You know how modest I am.
My mom is so modest. Like, she always covers herself up, and then she gave birth to me. I'm like the closest thing to a nudist you can find. So, okay, well, we're going to find you somebody who looks like Johnny Carson.
Without a criminal background?
Finding somebody nice.
All right.
A good person.
All right, Mom, we'll work on it, all right?
Sure.
All right, bye. Bye. The other stipulation of dating my mom is that you have to live in town, like somewhere in the St. Louis metro area. because she's not moving. I'm not letting her move.
So the 45 people that listen to the show in Germany are
they're out. They're okay. out. And you know what? My numbers are down in Germany. I'm
nine.
Super pissed. No, there's more than nine.
No, I'm just saying that they're out. There's not. Is that a word in German?
Yeah. Oh, were
I'm
you speaking sure. German?
Yeah. I don't know. I think so, maybe. I don't know. I might have heard it somewhere.
We are going to be back. Got another segment to go here on the Kelly Mano Radio Show. First, gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a mother like me? Can you please remind me? Fall so hard, the craze. Y'all don't know that, don't phase. And as we go, 0 for 82, when I look at you like you look crazy. Fall so hard, where? We ain't even Pope be here. Fall so hard, since we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael. Take your pick. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Fall so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick-tock. All the Mars that's losing time. Hitting behind all these big rocks. Fall so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris, get passed up too. Fall so hard. The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Big news. At least I think it's big news. The Kelly Mano Show is on iTunes now.
Hey.
I think that's awesome.
That is really cool.
So there's kind of like an approval process you have to go through, and we hit some like snags along the way. But we got it done. We are
nice.
On iTunes. So if you have not listened to any of the other shows, it's a great day to binge listen. So yeah. And last week on the show, my friend Addison was here, and we sent him into Target dressed as a human elf on the shelf. Rob, did you get a chance to watch that?
I did. I did not see it, but I listened to it.
Oh, you have to watch the video.
I will absolutely watch that video.
And so we decided to solicit for people to email the show who wanted to scare the hell out of their friends and family, and we're going to dress producer Gary up as an elf. And when folks come home from work or get up in the morning, there's going to be a life-size producer Gary elf on the shelf sitting on their table.
I strongly considered reaching out to have you freak out one of
well,
my children.
Well, guess how many emails we got?
How many?
Zero.
What?
apparently, nobody wants us breaking in their home and scaring their family members.
Did they see the whole turkey bit? Is that what the problem is?
I don't know.
Probably.
But you know what this means? It means that I'm going to have to do this on my family and friends.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's going to have to be people who don't know producer Gary.
Right.
Otherwise, they will laugh immediately. But with the amount of friends and family that Jimmy and I have, and the amount of people that will trust us with complete access to their home when they're not there, I've already got one guy in mind. And I can talk about this because I know he doesn't listen to the show regularly. Not regularly enough to hear this before we break and enter his home, but he's a fellow hockey dad, and I promise you he's going to try to hit you. But the good news is that...
it probably won't hurt.
No, well, the door that he comes in and the place where you're going to perch, there's like 9 feet in between you two. So what's going to happen is when he comes home and finds you on his kitchen table and tries to pummel you, I'm going to jump in the way and stop him.
With her...
Sure you are.
What, 5 foot...
You know, I already see it now. I see you sitting 50 feet away
yes.
with your phone camera.
Yes.
Videotaping my pummeling.
Right. So I know I've got at least two people good for the elf on the shelf human bit. But if you're like Rob out there and last week you thought about emailing us and you didn't. You can email the show, heykelly@kellymano.com, and that is where you can put in the subject line, human elf on the shelf, give us your address, the key to your home, and confirm with us that the person coming home does not have their conceal and carry permit.
Yes, no.
Doesn't carry without the permit also. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no hood rats. So did you guys see Ronda Rousey? Is doing a rematch with Holly Holmes. Is that her name?
Holly Holmes,
yes.
Yeah.
So Rhonda is finally out of hiding. It's been a while, but she promised, I guess, a Marine that she would go to the Marine Corps ball with him.
Nice.
And over the weekend, she went, and her face is healed, and she's looks beautiful again. And, but yeah, she's doing a rematch in July.
Wow.
Now, I guess the person that you win, do you have to accept that rematch? Because if I beat Ronda Rousey, I'm like, suck it, bye.
Now, usually there's it's built into the contract, especially if you're the champion.
Okay.
You will automatically get a rematch. Now, if Holly Holm had lost, she doesn't necessarily get another chance.
Okay,
that
so
quick.
So,
but the champion usually gets a rematch if they request it.
And if she loses again, is this the end of Ronda's career?
I wouldn't say the end of her career.
If she wants it to be. She's
right.
Made so much money that she may be like, maybe it's time to spend
it. Yeah, but you can't go out on a low note. You know? It would have been nice if she'd have won, but I mean, it's not until July. I mean, they're saying that Ronda needs a lot of time to heal because she had a lot of mouth damage. She had surgery, like reconstructive surgery.
No, she needs a lot of time to do a movie.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, she's, and this is something, this is another one of my pet peeves. It's a...
Yeah.
A remake.
Ooh,
a reboot.
Boo.
Yeah.
Of what?
No, and it's really bad. They're doing Roadhouse.
Was that with Patrick Swayze?
Right.
Oh,
and,
no.
And she's going to be Dalton. She's going to be
Patrick
Swayze.
She's
going to
be Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How is she going to be a boy?
She's not. It's just a whole remake of the movie, except for her as a badass.
Or like, maybe they're going to do it to where, like, she's a daughter... Or something
right.
like that.
Anything in that wheelhouse.
Right. That Roadhouse.
All right. Well, you know, maybe she can do what The Rock has done. He's done great things since he's left wrestling. And,
right.
and he's become a big star. And I don't know if you guys follow him on Instagram or not, but The Rock is hysterical. If you guys don't follow The Rock on Instagram, he's seriously probably one of the best celebrity follows that there is.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yes. And speaking of Instagram, mine is Kelly Mano. Like I said, I'm not completely off the grid. I'm just off the Facebook Wheel of Death. And Wheel of Unhappy People. So if you're looking for me on social media, check out Instagram, Kelly Mano. And on Twitter, it is The Kelly Mano Show. And later today on our website, we are going to have all kinds of content. I don't remember what any of it is at this moment, but we are going to have...
There will be things.
There will be
It'll
things.
Be there.
And stuff.
Yes.
We'll do the hoverboard video,
right.
Things like that. And I'll post the Santa hoverboard video that was so funny. And so we're giving away the hoverboard next week. The person who wins the hoverboard has to be older than 18, and you have to sign a contract that says you will not sue me if it bursts into flames in your home.
Not the face, but the hoverboard.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Nope, no, the face is
okay, good.
So, well, Rob, thank you for co-hosting with me. Is there anybody that you want to say hi to?
You know, I would love to say hi to my beautiful wife, Susan.
Aww.
And my two boys who are sitting at home eating food and living for free right now.
Who did you want? Who was the first person you said hi to again?
My wife, Susan.
Yeah,
that
no,
it would also be.
It's just that sound effect just automatically plays every time you say your name.
Do you know what's funny as we're doing this? Quick story, super fast. Well, we told a friend of ours about the story about
the
puking. And we knew that it was Dippin' Dots, a good share of what was in my wife's head. A friend of ours was down in Kentucky, and he was doing some pain management for one of the executives of Dippin' Dots. And he told him the story, and he shipped him a whole bunch of Dippin' Dots. And so
It was pretty.
Yeah, don't give him to Rocky's friend Alec.
No, he is not allowed. So.
All right, so if you guys want to win the hoverboard, you know what to do. Lots of content today, later at kellymano.com. We love you all. If you like the show, share the show. You got to do it for me.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of the Kelly Mano Show. Thank you guys for listening. I'm going to let the Spice Girls sing it out.
All right.